Good morning, Enda Brady. Now, Boris Johnson has told the Scottish there's not going to be another independence referendum.
Yeah, this is big news, actually, and it was really setting Boris Johnson's government on a collision course with Nicola Sturgeon, the leader of the SNP. She's just had a pretty brilliant set of election results, winning 53 out of 59 seats in Scotland. So as far as she's concerned, she is the Queen of Scotland, and she's very much against Scotland leaving the European Union, being dragged out. So as it stands, come the end of January, Boris Johnson will be taking the United Kingdom out of the European Union. But back in 2016, when we had the referendum on that, Scotland voted overwhelmingly in favour of staying in the European Union. And Nicola Sturgeon is now saying that, you know, Scotland should stay in, and this is grounds for having another referendum on Scottish independence. But Boris Johnson has made it clear today, saying, no, you had your chance, and Scotland voted to remain in the UK.
Now tell us about the EPL star who's upset the Chinese government.
Well, this is fascinating. Mesut Ozil is the German midfielder of Turkish descent. He has a huge following on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram, and he's a very proud Muslim. And what he's done today, he's written on his social media postings, basically highlighting what he says are human rights abuses against the Uyghur Muslim community in China. Now, human rights campaigners say that there are about 1 million Uyghur Muslims being detained illegally by the Chinese government. Well, that did not go unnoticed in Beijing today. Chinese state TV were meant to be broadcasting Arsenal's game against Manchester City. They pulled it from their schedules. Instead, they showed Wolves against Tottenham Hotspur. And he's getting a lot of abuse on Weibo, which is China's answer to Twitter. But Mesut Ozil won't be bothered. He simply is drawing attention to the plight of the Uyghur Muslims in China, and he's making no apologies for it. And interestingly, Arsenal have put out a statement saying that they must remain apolitical. But this is a big, big deal commercially for Arsenal, because you might remember in October, the Houston Rockets basketball team, their general manager tweeted his support for the protesters in Hong Kong, and the end result was commercial calamity in China for the Houston Rockets.
Enda Brady, thank you. We'll catch up again tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.